I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater presents Leonard Bernstein's opera about that eternally innocent optimist, Candide. And our guest is actor, singer, dancer, and stage director Candace Evans. First, welcome to Bloomington.
Thank you so much.
It's always this beautiful.
I've been told that it's the best of all possible campuses.
Now, Candide's a perennial favorite, a comic piece in many ways, but one with a few messages. But it can be a delicate undertaking.
That it is. Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the strengths of Candide. Where do you find those?
Well, first of all, Voltaire. You have sort of an irrefutable beginning of an exemplary book written by an absolutely amazing man. This piece was written late in his life. The predicating event was a tremendous earthquake in Lisbon, one that was so powerful it was felt in Jamaica, if that gives any credence to how big it was. 30,000 people killed, most of them while at Mass on Sunday morning. And Voltaire looked upon that as sort of an inciting incident to say, for heaven's sake, what are we doing in saying the world is so perfect? Because in his day, the philosophical feeling was everything is lovely and everything is there for a reason. And while he was a God-fearing man, he was not into religion per se, structured religion. He had his own point of view. So that's the main strength of the piece. The main difficulty and the delicacy is the rapid change of location that the book takes. It's easy enough when you're reading to say, we're in Lisbon and now we're going to Cadiz. On stage, to let the audience know where you've gone is a challenge. And I've taken a little extra liberty in that I've established an area downstage right that is constant throughout the production, which is a desk for Voltaire. So he will be there throughout the piece writing the book. So that's the kind of thing on which I've hung the entire piece.
As you've worked with the students in this particular project, what's been the most fun part?
Working with the students. I know that sounds glib, but I really mean this. They are astonishing. I mean, and I know I sound like I'm buttering the bread of the IU faculty, but I mean this very, very sincerely. They are astonishing singers and people. I have a double cast, and I've done that in professional houses, and it is a bit like lining cats up next to each other and saying, get along, dears. And that is not what's happening here at all. They're amazingly supportive of each other. They share thoughts. They develop the roles together. I see no gibberish going on backstage of, she's not doing it very well. Nothing of that. Nothing. It's lovely. It is the best of all possible rehearsals. I make a joke, but I really mean it. The spirit in the room is something that's very precious.
The IU Opera Theater presents Leonard Bernstein's Candide, April 6th, 7th, 13th, and 14th. Set in costumes by C. David Higgins, Kevin Noe conducting. And the stage direction is by our guest, Candace Evans. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.